If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Our first guest today is principal of Sloan International, a New York-based firm specializing in strategic thinking for leaders of business, government, and international agencies operating in markets in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and North America. And Dr. Julia Sloan, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Frankie. Thanks very much.
And your book, Learning to Think Strategically, and you teach at Columbia strategic thinking. So tell us, how do you teach someone to think strategically? I didn't think you could do that. I really didn't.
You know, this is something that I actually continue to question, because we know that strategic thinking is learnable, but is it necessarily teachable? And so this is something I really grapple with, and I've had a ton of fun kind of experimenting with this. And one of the things, there are a lot of unconventional things that I have really learned in terms of helping people to learn strategic thinking that really rest on the informal nature of learning to think strategically. So they're not necessarily conventional things that fit the linear teaching model that we're accustomed to.
Right. I would think it would be so hard to do. A friend of mine was saying that her significant other was concerned about her traveling on her own, because he said, you know, you're just not street smart. I don't know. You leave your bag open when you shop. You just don't understand how people operate. And it's almost the same kind of thing. Yeah.
It's similar, because such a large piece of strategic thinking does happen informally, and it tends to be highly intuitive, very emotional, very divergent. It's a very irrational process that is a very messy process, and because of that, it makes it difficult to structure it into units that can be analyzed and units that fit our metrics in terms of teaching. But it's got a lot of similar components to what you were just describing.
How do you get a group of business executives in a room and say to them, you know, you need to think more strategically?
Well, they... if we can just flip that over, they're the ones who usually come to me and say, how do I get my team to think more strategically? Or how do I think more strategically? How can I learn this stuff? And how can I buff up my team? And so that's exactly what I do, is call people into a room. We assemble usually anywhere outside of the company. I love to go to art galleries, to museums, open spaces.
Yes.
Yes. Because it so fosters the divergent thinking that you need. It gets people out of their comfort zone. And so what I tend to do, which is what I've just learned, is to put a lot of information out there. And one of the things that I do is really make the differentiation between the underlying cognitive clusters or the buckets of thinking that we need for strategic planning and compare and contrast it to the buckets of thinking that we need for strategic thinking, because the two are so different and they actually can cancel each other out, just because strategic thinking is so heavily reliant on what I call irrational thinking, and strategic planning is so reliant on rational thinking, on this whole linear, logical, rational, convergent thinking. So we go through a lot of different things, and they're actually learning labs. We go through a lot of different things, and then I find that once people go back into their workspaces, whether they're research labs or whether they're office spaces, I send them back with the assignment to draw their problem. People are just incredibly surprised at how much differently they see the problem than when they came in, just by tapping
into
a totally different bucket of cognition.
Well, tell us, awesome, Professor, tell us how we can take all of what you're saying, learning to think strategically, as you write about in your book, how does that relate to our everyday life? So not your corporations that are in Asia and all over the world, and not your students, but for those of us that are trying, you know, we don't have you to take us out of our environment and go to a museum. So do we take ourselves to a museum or an art gallery?
Yes.
Do we you want us to do?
I think strategic thinking is something that has such broad application. We need it for our career development. We need it for our family lives, not just for corporations or for, you know, the military. What I think is that people shift the focus. The first thing I recommend is people shift the focus from solution to problem, because so many times we are taught and then we get reinforced this really almost impulsive kind of thinking, just quick. And so the things that we name as a problem many times are not the real problem. So I think if you can get people to shift the focus from an instant solution to really identifying and poking holes in the problem, you're halfway there. So that requires just simply slowing down and saying, have I really given a rigorous workout to this problem? And I think the best way in terms of learning to do this, and this sounds completely off the wall, but I'll tell you it works like a charm, is to think about your problems. First of all, you know, I always say push the pause button and just slow down the pace and pull yourself into an environment that's unfamiliar and get involved in doing something that is creative, whether it's drawing, gardening, cooking, painting, singing, playing music, anything like that.
I love it.
That
yes.
That will shift your mind from rational thinking right over into irrational thinking. And if you can pick up a pen, pick up a pen and just start to draw your problem, you cannot draw and think rationally, you begin to see your problem in totally different light, a totally different perspective. And this is what this is the value that the irrational thinking brings to a problem, is you suddenly start to see things in a totally different perspective, in a totally different light. And if you keep with this and stay with this, you will actually sometimes reconstruct your own problem, or you'll begin to see, you know what, what I thought was the problem is actually really not the problem. It's something way different. Then when you move into a solution, you actually can get to the real problem and the right problem and come up with a solution that's actually going to be able to be implemented.
And will your book be the workbook if we need it?
Well, I like to think that it provides a little bit of a map. some of the book, especially the early part of the book, is a bit theoretical, and then I move into the particularly the last four chapters offer some pretty unconventional tips, particularly drawing very heavily on the arts and humanities as a way of getting strategists to focus their shift from solution to problem.
I love that. I love that. How can people find out more about you and the book?
You can go to Amazon if anybody's interested in ordering the book. It's available on Amazon. Also, they could contact me directly at my website at SloanInternationalConsulting.com. And we do a lot of learning labs where we really get into this in depth, and it really have a lot of fun with the messiness of it, because I do believe so strongly it's learnable.
I love that you say that, because I think that for many of us, we think it's just that finite place, and I love that you're opening it up and we're looking at it in a totally different way. And that's why this was such a great conversation, Dr. Julia Sloan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thanks, Frankie.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we now are joined by award-winning journalist Dan Conley. And Daniel has more than a decade reported on Mexican immigration to the U.S. for news organizations, including the Associated Press in Little Rock and the Memphis Commercial Appeal, an award-winning journalist. And he has received support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, the International Center for Journalists, and Fulbright Program. And it is so nice to have you with us. You have a new book, and this is really so timely and so appropriate, because this is the story of Hispanic immigrants, children of Hispanic immigrants, and trying to carve their own lives. And so welcome to the program. Tell us about your new book.
Thank you. Yes, thanks very much for having me on. So the book is called The Book of Isaias. It's named for the main person in the book, Isaias Ramos. He was an 18-year-old high school student when I met him. And the book narrates several years in his life and the life of some of his friends growing up in Memphis, Tennessee. And basically, the story of Isaias is he's a really bright young guy. He's trying to sort out his life and to debate whether to go to college or work as a house painter with his parents, who are immigrants from Mexico. And the story of Isaias I use to make a broader point, which is that the children of immigrants have tremendous potential, that for a lot of reasons that potential is being lost, and that our society should help them develop their potential for everyone's benefit.
There's so much discrimination right now in this country, and the division about immigrants and the children of immigrants. And so how long did you follow this young man?
Well, I met him in 2012, and the book follows events until early 2016, and we're actually still in touch. I talk to the family pretty regularly. But, you know, I know that this is a show about healthy living, and I believe that, you know, giving to others and helping others is part of living a healthy life. One of the big points I emphasize in this book is that young people need mentors. Many times children of immigrants don't have anyone at home who can really guide them towards success in American life. And mentors can come in the form of a guidance counselor at school, and so that's something a school board can fund. And it's also very possible for young people to benefit from relationships with adults that they meet in the community, whether that be, say, a coach in a sports league or just a neighbor or friend. And, you know, I when I talk about this publicly, I always encourage adults to look for opportunities to mentor young people and remember that for a lot of young people in this country, they may not have anyone else who's doing that.
I know that there's so many questions about the wall, that politicians are ignoring the plea of these children, and it's, you know, when even I get a little annoyed sometimes when I have a message that says press 1 for English. How do you deal with those kinds of ramifications? How do you deal with those stigmas and those setbacks?
Right. So I think that a lot of times it's really easy to think of someone as different from us if we don't have any contact with them. So what I'm trying to do in the Book of Isaiah is to basically give people an up-close and personal sense of what immigrant families are like and tell us a narrative, a story about one family and one set of teenagers. And then, so that's up close. And then at the 30,000-foot level, I'm trying to explain immigration policy. I'm trying to help people understand how we got here and where we're going. One of the things that I think is very important for people to understand is that the phenomenon that we call illegal immigration is something that our federal government in many ways encouraged. That is, businesses wanted a low-cost labor force, and so for many years, the federal government had a hands-off policy toward people who were technically living in the country illegally. And so now under the new administration, you know, we are dealing with, you know, possible dramatic changes in that. But I think it's very important for people to understand how we got up to this point. And the Book of Isaiah, it tells a story. It's a human interest story, but it also has a lot of that background in it that helps people understand how we got here.
You're getting rave reviews about the book. Congratulations, by the way. And you couldn't have picked a more timely moment in history to bring this book to press.
Yeah, I started it years and years ago, and I knew it was going to be a big issue. I didn't realize, you know, quite as how big it was going to be. And I'm very curious now to see how things are going to play out, because I think that for a lot of reasons, the immigration crackdown that Trump has proposed, there's a lot of reasons why it's difficult. The resources to drive, you know, millions of people out of this country aren't there. So he would need to get acts of Congress approved to do that, for instance, to hire more more agents to expel people. And so, yeah, I'm really curious to see how things will play out. By the way, if anybody's interested in looking up the book, the name Isaiah is spelled I-S-A-I-A-S, and it's the Book of Isaiah. So it's like the prophet Isaiah, but with an S at the end.
Yeah, with an S at the end. Okay. Daniel, where do you go from here? How do you follow up and continue this story?
Well, I work full-time for a newspaper in Memphis, and I'm still reporting on current events. I was in immigration court last week for the first time in years. I'd not seen it, and, you know, every time I go out and report a story like that, I learn new things. And in terms of the young people I'm writing about, I'm still in touch with a lot of them. In fact, some of them are close to graduating from college. So if all goes well, I'll be attending their graduations pretty soon. And that's kind of the message of the book, that we need to encourage more of that in our society to develop the children of immigrants. And because when they do well in life and in school, they earn more money, they live better lives, and that helps all of us.
Yes, I love your passion for this subject, and I thank you so much for being with us. And what's the best website for people to find out more about you and the book?
Yes, it's DanielConnolly.net. That's simply my name, and Connolly is spelled C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y. So, again, it's two N's, two O's, two L's. And the website, once more, is DanielConnolly.net, and the book is the Book of Isaiah.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, you're listening to us on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
We'll be right back.
is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is such an exciting book because Dr. Lauren A. Olson is really talking to older, mature gay men who have had a hard time coming out. The book is called Finally Out, Letting Go of Living Straight. And Dr. Olson is a board-certified psychiatrist who came out at the age of 40. He's a father and a grandfather. He's also a Distinguished Life Fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. And it goes on and on and on. You've seen him on Good Morning America. He's been a blogger for Huffington Post, Psychology Today, and he has been living with his partner for over 30 years. And it is a pleasure, Doctor. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on your new book, Finally Out.
Thank you, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about the older gay man, because there are many men that got married, and you know, for many people, they were shocked when they found out that Bruce Jenner really wanted to be a woman. And, you know, it was like this cultural shock for the world. Well, it's very similar for gay men as well. In this day and age, it's still a lot of men married thinking they would outgrow this, or were told to think that this was really bad for them. Certain religions made them feel like this is not the way they should be naturally. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in this country.
Well, Frankie, it's everything that you said. For men who are older than the boomer generation, it didn't seem like there were any possibilities of coming out. It was just not even on the radar for us. And for the boomer generation, it began to change a bit more, and there began to be more support for the idea. But a lot of men, as you suggested, were in marriages, were in conservative religions, were in cultural environments where coming out was really something that was very much abhorrent to them.
We have seen some very serious backlashes in this country. One of them was, of course, that horrific, horrific night in June of last year when in Orlando, one of the deadliest attacks on a gay target. And you write, when ignorance becomes a weapon. And it's just so sad that this is so sad that this happened.
Well, I'm afraid, you know, that violence in our culture seems to be on the increase in general terms. And it is particularly now targeted at some of the transgender community. But, you know, when I was first coming out, I had a friend who was murdered by a couple of men who wanted to try and end the problems with homosexuality that they perceived. And it happens regularly. I mean, mm-hmm. The tragedy of Matt Shepard and a few years back. And it's in rural areas, it's in urban areas, it's everywhere that people are targeted.
Your own story, not coming public until you were 40, was that because you had fear as a psychiatrist? Tell me what was going on for you.
Well, actually, Frankie, the truth was that I really didn't know it. I mean, the idea, I think, was so disgusting to me that I had partitioned it off in my brain. And for the first 32 years of my life, I'm 74 now, and I was born in 1943, so for the first 32 years of my life, I never met anyone who was gay or openly gay anyhow. And so I didn't have that experience. But the other thing that happened was that I was born in a very small rural community in Nebraska. I went to University of Nebraska to medical school and undergraduate, and then I went into my postgraduate training and also into the Navy. And in that entire world that I lived in kind of a bubble that protected me from any exposure to anything that was going on. And, of course, in my medical training at that time in psychiatry, homosexuality was listed as a pathologic deviance. And I didn't feel pathologic. I didn't feel deviant. And although I had a certain amount of curiosity about it, I never let myself really consider myself to be in that group of men. And then when I was 40, surprisingly to myself, fell in love with a man and things changed.
What a story. How did your family handle it when they first found out?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of us who've been married before, you know, we have struggled with those issues inside ourselves very privately. We don't even share it with anyone, concerns that we have. And what we focus on mostly are the fears of our loss of family, loss of friends, loss of jobs. And it's that torment that is on our minds the whole time. So we've struggled with that before, and then when we make the decision to finally come out, then, of course, our families begin at that point to struggle with it themselves. So there's kind of a disconnect between what we experience and what our families experience, because for us there's kind of that relief of having lanced an abscess, and for our families, they're just beginning to deal with it. I've been very fortunate. You know, my wife struggled with it for a while, but a lot of it were the same issues that most divorcing couples face. But after a while, we have become good friends again, and my kids are all very supportive, and they like my husband as if he's a bonus grandpa for them. You know? So I've been very fortunate. Others have not.
Yes.
There are always losses when you make this choice, and we tend to magnify those losses when we think about the possibility of coming out. But for some, the losses are very real.
I had one of my dearest friends was gay, and he died from AIDS 20-something years ago. And so his father never really understood nor could accept his being gay. And so it was kind of like the unspoken. It just wasn't mentioned, didn't... His mother had tremendous acceptance and love for her son. He was the only child, but when the mother died, he just felt that it would be too devastating for his father. And so there was this silly charade that we had to play, and even his death was a charade. And it was so sad to see this. And I'm sure the father, deep down inside, knew and understood, but he died very. Very soon after that
story recently, Frankie, with that, I was doing a book signing, and a grandparent there said that their grandson had come out to them, and she was quite supportive of him. But then he told his parents, and they said, "We will not have a gay son." And shortly after that, he killed himself. Idea of suicide becomes a consideration when you're caught in a situation from which there seems no reasonable escape. You're only faced with bad choices. At that time, suicide begins to look like a rational choice for them. Mm. And, you know, when you're struggling with that conflict inside, you can't imagine any benefits or any of the freedom that you feel actually when you begin to have some kind of immoral, not immoral, but moral integrity by coming out and being authentic with your orientation.
Yes, I'm so thrilled that you wrote the book finally out, Dr. Lauren Olson. This book is so needed, and the research and the support and all that you're doing. Thank you and congratulations on being so open with your own life.
Thank you for having me, Frankie. I appreciate the opportunity.
And what's the best website for Finally Out, Doctor?
Well, it can be purchased in any bookstore and through Amazon. And I have a personal website, Lauren A. Olson, LaurenOlson.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We got to run, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
1-800-533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And the question becomes, what happens when the child that you give birth to and the precious commodity that you love is becoming allergic to everything? And how do you know what's good for your kids? And how can you be sure? Well, one mother decided that she needed to take the matters into her own hands and created a new company. Yes, she did. Her name is Kristen Sperling. She is the founder and CEO of Makes 3 Organics, and her vision was to truly make households a safe and chemical-free environment for families. And so it is such a pleasure. Daniel and Christine are with us today. And Christine, welcome to the program, and tell us about your exquisite line of soaps and lotions and all the things that you're making, which are just absolutely gorgeous, by the way. They're beautiful products.
Thank you, Frankie, and thank you for having me on this morning. And you really captured our story perfectly well. The description of how we started our company really does have to do with my daughter becoming sick and her physician really encouraging us to detox our lives. And like so many people, you're very conscious about what you're bringing into your household. And many of us start with organic food. But when we started really looking at our body care products, we looked at all the ingredients and realized we didn't know what they were, where they came from, how they were derived. And then we started researching with the Environmental Working Group about those ingredients and found that many of them were full of toxins. And so I started making soap. And I started as a little cottage business just for
I just want to stop you for just a moment because people are saying soap. What could possibly be in soap? After all, it's advertised as pure and, you know, how could soap be full of chemicals? Well, that's the problem. It is. I just want people to be aware.
Well, the reality is that most soap is actually detergent, and most soap in conventional stores is derived from petroleum, and that's really where all the irritants and potential ill health effects come from. It's just sort of this exposure that we have in so many ways to petroleum byproducts, and so that it you're absolutely right. People are like, well, what difference can a soap make? And so, but we just decided to start with that basic foundational, how you start your day. Do you start your day with something that's healthy for you, that's going to absorb what gets absorbed into your skin, isn't going to cause
That's
conflict
right.
with
That's
your
right. So the
system.
Soap, the soap that you use to wash your hands with throughout the day, the soap that you go into your tub with, your showers with, it's petroleum based, and you wouldn't
exactly.
feed petroleum to your children. And why would you want your body, yourself, or your kids to be using petroleum based products?
That's absolutely right, because up to 90% or even more of what you put on your skin does actually get absorbed into your body. So it really does matter. What you're putting on your body is as important as what you put in your body. And so one of our first things that we try to do is just raise the awareness just about what exactly it is that you're putting on your body. And most people don't even realize that most soap, what is called soap, is derived from petroleum. But when you use a true natural soap, which is derived from plant-based oils, it's actually working in harmony with your natural body.
And so it started out with soaps because your daughter had eczema and asthma and all kinds of issues?
That's right. And what they're finding is that the interaction of all these chemicals, which is now called the chemical body burden, that we're carrying in our bodies, potentially hundreds of chemicals that we weren't even present or even existed 50 years ago. And so it's all of that interaction. You know, the specific chemical pathways haven't all been identified as to how it disrupts your system. But we know that all of these chemicals that are on our bodies and in our bodies are disrupting children's health.
Right.
And so we started...
It's such a wonderful story. I love that you did this. I want to talk a little bit before I'm totally out of time about the commitment that you've made and to do this kind of a company. And so I want people to support you because this is an extraordinary company. Your products are so fabulous. I love them. I love your shea butter. I love your butters, your soaps and makes. Three, is that the website?
Yes, people can find us at makes3organics.com. They can also find us at makes3.com. They all end up in the same place.
Okay, and you are committed to bringing these products to market for all of us, not just people
Absolutely.
That have issues with skin or asthma, but every single person living has the right to use these gorgeous products, and you've made affordable, delicious, gorgeous products.
Well, thank you, and that's definitely our intent. One of our core philosophies is bringing organics to everyone. So we want these products to be available not just to the people who shop at natural food stores, but that they can find them online, and that they will also be able to find them in regular grocery stores, convenience stores, drug stores. That's our goal, really, is to put them in the hands of everyone as an alternative to what they're used to buying. And we've created products that people love. Once they try them, they absolutely love them. And
yes.
So not only do we have the soaps, but we have the balms, which are an alternative to the synthetic lotions that you put on your skin, and we've developed the butters as well.
They're so fabulous. Oh, my God, I love them. And how is Alice doing now, your daughter?
She's doing great. We actually saw a huge improvement in her health once we really tackled her diet, and then we started detoxing our home. So we changed the products that we put on our skin, and then we also changed the products that we use in our home. And we use
yes.
a lot of hand homemade cleaning products based in vinegar. So when
awesome,
you really
awesome.
Address it,
We're out of time, but I have to tell everyone it is just an absolutely spectacular product line. A mother who's really giving back makes 3 Organics is the website, makes3organics.com. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinion-
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.